30-year-old Diana Dapsevich was born and raised in Sitka, though she spent much of her 20s in Washington State attending Western Washington University. She moved back 4 years ago, and that's when she started paying attention to local government. She works at Dapsevich Accounting and volunteers at the Alaska Raptor Center. Though she has no previous experience in government or politics, she says getting to know clients through her work in the accounting office has given her perspective on what Sitkans want and need.
I'm a very sharp person. I'm very clever, and I listen, I pay attention, and I have been paying attention for the past few years. And I just want to make sure that the people that I care about, the people that I have been serving for the past 4 years, are taken care of.
If elected, she says her top priority is funding a shelter for unhoused men.
I know it's something that has been talked about a lot by various organizations here. A lot of people have been working on it, but it's something I really want to push forward because I feel like it's taking a long time.
Dapsevich thinks the current assembly's work is yielding mixed results. She says she'd like to see the assembly do two things more often: listen to both the public and the experts.
I feel like sometimes it's been too much based on the assembly members' own personal opinions in some cases, rather than paying attention to the data, paying attention to experts, particularly when it comes to public health.
As far as the coronavirus goes, Dapsevich thinks Sitka has done a good job containing the virus. And while she's a mask wearer, she does think it should be a personal decision and not government mandated. And her last name has been on the local ballot before. Her grandfather John and her uncle Marco both served as Sitka's mayor.
I feel like I'm kind of the next generation, so to speak. So I kind of, at the same time, want to forge my own path. But I'm always happy to get some insight.
But mainly she wants more insight from the public when figuring out what legislation to bring to the assembly table for consideration.
I kind of want to serve as like a conduit for people who are intimidated to come to the assembly. They can come to me and we can like discuss what their concerns are, what's on their mind, discuss solutions. And I'm happy to bring that to the assembly if we come to some sustainable and reasonable solutions.
Dapsevich is one of 8 candidates running for 2 open seats on the assembly. Sitka's municipal election is Tuesday, October 6th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.